Welcome to Good for a Weekend,
the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift
and share your spicy confessions.
I'm Cressy Cornis.
And I'm MK Ashford.
Our third ever Swifty Confessions episode will be coming out on April 11th. It will be a very special episode because it's our 100th.
You have until April 1st to email us your Swifty Confessions to gfaweekend@gmail.com. Please include what you'd like to be called as well and your preferred pronouns.
And if you're a new weekender, here's a quick explanation of what we're looking for in your Swifty confession.
We want to hear your spiciest hot takes, embarrassing moments as a fan, unpopular opinions, hills that you would die on, your crazy fan theories, and anything else Taylor related that you'd like to confess to us.
Think of us as your specially appointed Swifty therapist.
Did you weirdly like Taylor and Maddie Healy? Are you a me defender? Do you think 1989 is overrated? Are you a Joe Alwyn apologist? Whatever it is, we're listening.
We are accepting submissions now, right now. So be sure to send yours to gfaweekend@gmail.com by April 1st. All we ask is that you please include what you'd like us to call you as well as your preferred pronouns so we can discuss your confession properly.
And we're so excited to hear what you have to spill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Ready? Yep.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here, checking out the episode. You know what to do by this point, right? Hit that subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week, new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artist and discover some new ones as well at all the usual spots, like iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. I'm Kyle Meredith, today talking with Solomon Hughes. Now, he's portraying Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in HBO's Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. So we're going to be talking about the importance of showing Kareem's backstory in one of the latest episodes called Pieces of a Man, getting inside the character, and Kareem being at odds with the Showtime atmosphere of the 80s LA Lakers. Now, Solomon Hughes also going to go on to discuss basketball's comparison to jazz and his own favorite artists of the genre, especially John Coltrane. This has been really fun to do this series. Let's talk about Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty again. It's Kyle Meredith with Solomon Hughes.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you as well.
Getting into, so we got the new episode here. Let's just talk about Pieces of a Man, because this is sort of your first real shining moments in this, but it's not just the story of basketball. I mean, this tells Kareem's story. Why was it important to get to this part, to tell this part of his story?
That's a great question. I think that's really kind of what undergirds this entire series, is really unpacking these people who were a part of, you know, I mean, Showtime was like literally, like it was show business, right? And so unpacking this this incredibly exciting organization and the incredibly exciting and talented people that were part of the organization, unpacking their stories a bit and you know, looking beyond just the magnificent things that they were able to accomplish as athletes. And so I feel like it fits right in line with, you know, again, even going back to Jeff Perlman's book, it really fits in with just this unpacking of the context of people. I mean, context is, you know, everything. And I think, I feel like it's, you're talking about, you know, at the time, the greatest basketball player in the league, and, you know, somebody who was incredibly accomplished, who had won so much, and is, you know, kind of seeing off in the not too far distant the end of their career. And this background, this context just really helps tell a fuller picture of what makes them tick.
And it's interesting to see, because as everything is starting to be showtime, as the phrase goes, I mean, Kareem's in a very different chapter of his life, and seemingly very at odds with the environments of Jerry Buss. You know, for you coming in, how much was it to show that sort of, I don't know, what would you call that? Like almost like the Showtime would hit a wall anytime the camera pointed at you, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like there is this, I mean, I definitely can relate to encountering something new and being a bit resistant to it. And especially if I had kind of like carved out my lane and had found some success in what I was doing. And you think about where Kareem was at this point, is Kareem won multiple MVPs and a world championship, in addition to like his incredibly dominant college career. And so I think there's authenticity to our resisting change, right? And maybe that change shows up in different ways, but I think that it was, you know, tapping into, or how have I responded when, you know, either a new boss comes in or a new manager or a new way of thinking or doing is presented to me, how have I responded? So, and then also, you know, you're talking about professional basketball, which is an incredibly competitive space. And so this idea, this clash, if you will, of a new way versus your established way that has, again, brought you lots of notoriety and success. I think it wasn't too difficult to tap into to that.
So further on then, you know, speaking of tapping into, I mean, what did it mean to get inside the character of Kareem? Because here we are, we have a living, breathing person who's out there, you know, and of course has the history, but, and of course you've done your research, but what was it like for you to really get inside that person?
Yeah. You know, I had read and I'd heard that acting and improv is sometimes used as a tool in the realm of therapy, because it helps you, there's a number of benefits. It kind of gets you outside of yourself. If that's a problem, it helps you be empathic about other people's experiences. And so I think, you know, this was, I can't fully get into who Kareem Abdul-Jabbar fully is. I mean, only he knows what's really, really happening on the inside. But to try to get close to that, it was terrifying, rewarding, daunting, you know, and I think it's one of those things, like, even as I'm watching the episodes, my gratitude for the people that I was surrounded by, right? Because it really takes a village. I mean, when hair and makeup was done and I would look in the mirror, I felt like I did not see Solomon. So that really helped when I was going into set and I was preparing to engage and work with my co-actors. I felt like it, you know, what was fun was, I think that people that know me would know that confidence is probably something that I've struggled with for a lot of my life. And so really trying to embody his confidence, especially as a basketball player, right, was empowering for sure. It was a wild ride.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
Well, let me compliment you too, though, because you know, on the surface, you know, you've got this character who's sort of in this constant state of brood, but you tell so much with your face because, you know, to kind of hold that and still to tell the history, you know, we see the flashbacks, of course, but to kind of hold that in your face and in the way you talk, in the pacing and the movements and everything, it seems like you have to do a lot with a small parameter. Does that feel right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know what they say, it's like, you know, communication is like one part are actually like vocalizing, right? I mean, I think that's I feel like when people talk about, you know, being slow to speak, I think they're literally just thinking about, oftentimes they're just thinking about vocalizing things, right? But your body language is saying so much, right? And so I feel like it was helpful. I mean, just the writing is so good, and just the infrastructure around us was so good that it was, I felt like it was, you know, as challenging as this was, I felt like I could get to these places. I could get to the place where I was feeling this frustration just because of, you know, because of the moments that they were painting for us. I mean, I think, you know, if anything, I think one of the things I'm taking away from this is being aware of just how much we speak without actually vocalizing.
Have you spoken to Kareem, especially since this has started? At all?
I've not. I did reach out around the time we were shooting the pilot, the ask to connect was declined, and I totally can respect that. I mean, I can only imagine what it would be like to have somebody portraying you, you know, on a TV show. So I did, you know, but I, you know, as someone who's been a lifelong fan and as someone who, I did a dissertation, you know, I have a PhD, so I think I know a little something about research. And so I feel like I really wanted to engage in a rigorous manner, researching everything that he's written about himself, everything that's been written about him, you know, everything in terms of, we're in the YouTube era. So there's a number of opportunities to engage footage of him in interviews or him playing, et cetera. And so, and obviously that, you know, it's never going to be like we said from the outset, this is acting, right? So this is like, you're creating something based off what you're learning about somebody else.
One of the most interesting things to watching your portrayal and learning things about Kareem is, you know, his love of jazz, but his routine of work, like, you know, like the jazz is in his ears, but it doesn't seem to connect with the opportunity for the jazz on the courts. And I don't know if you've seen that, you know, coming from the game too, you know, and reacting to coaching styles. I mean, that version that was being pushed there, you know, versus everything else. Like, I don't know, do you favorites of styles. I mean, did you connect with that? You know, you personally is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think, and I think that, you know, there's a great documentary that Kareem was a part of. I think about the Harlem Wrens, one of the first Black professional basketball teams. But you might want to fact check this, but he talks about, you know, he compares the way they work together as the way to how a jazz band works together. And he talks about it in his book, where he talks about his relationship with John Wooden. He talks about always talking to John Wooden about how basketball is like jazz, the improvisation, et cetera. And so I will say, when I was preparing for this and I would go and train, I would listen to jazz music. And I've been a fan all my life, but I would listen to it. It helped me get a deeper appreciation for just like the individual artistry that works within a team. It was fun kind of mixing the game of basketball that I played for, you know, up until I was 25 years old, kind of revisiting it, but through with the soundtrack being jazz music. It was interesting.
Who are your go-tos If you don't mind me putting you on the spot.
Sure. No. I mean, I just love John Coltrane. I really, John Coltrane is just, as an artist, I just have so much love and admiration and respect for what he did. I really like Lee Morgan, Wes Montgomery. You know, I mean, Miles Davis is incredible for sure. I mean, you obviously can't not mention Miles Davis. Right. I mean, I would say like, my playlist for the most part is like a bunch of John Coltrane and some Lee Morgan.
So I will quickly ask then, you talk about playing the game till you're 25 and everything, and everybody out there, you've got actors, you've got some real ball players. What is the actual court work like? Because everybody's making it look real. It's great. But we're also seeing the edits and everything else.
You know? Right. Exactly. You know, we shot the pilot in 2019, and the original plan was to go right into filming in early 2020, and then COVID happened. And so I think everybody who already had been working on their game, I mean, as soon as I got the part, I was on the court every single day. But that just gave us essentially an additional year to really continue to work on our game and try to become silhouettes of these incredible basketball players. And then when we were filming, I mean, there really were no off days, because when we weren't filming, we were typically doing choreography for basketball. And with the basketball, it's like, it's not just, you know, it's everybody has to be in sync, the defense, the offense, the referees, you know, it's an entire team effort. And so that was a lot of fun. I mean, the Lansing pickup game basketball scene is one of my favorite basketball scenes. I just absolutely loved that.
It was so fun to watch. Dude, congratulations on all your success with this. You knocked it out of the park. Solomon, it was so great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kyle. All right, thank you.
My thanks to Solomon Hughes. Again, HBO's Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty is currently airing on HBO and HBO Max. There are two previous episodes that you can check out of my series. I had Michael Chiklis on recently to talk about his playing Red Auerbach, the Boston Celtics coach, and Devon Nixon, who plays his dad, Norm Nixon. That's in the series as well. I just got to search Kyle Meredith and then their name, and you'll find that. You can just search Kyle Meredith and Winning Time, and it'll pop up. But go ahead and do that. And while you're doing that, hit that subscribe button. Again, brand new interviews Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 times a week to keep you up to date with your favorite artists at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, and bonus interviews. That's Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, mostly on Twitter, but also Facebook and Instagram. All three of them at Kyle Meredith. Do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Hey there, it's Kyle Meredith from Kyle Meredith With. After you check out the latest episode of my show, be sure to check out some of our other great programs on the Consequence Podcast Network, including Standing BTS, a bi-weekly podcast covering all things BTS and ARMY, and The Opus, Consequence's original documentary podcast exploring legendary albums and their lasting legacies. So head to consequence.net to listen to these podcasts and many great others.